8:34 in a doghouse. I am Tom Abraham. Glad you have joined us. And we were expected to have Tim Corbin, the Vandy baseball coach, in the first hour of the show, but he's rolling around out there somewhere doing a little recruiting, and he just bopped in on us now. So we're going to talk to him a couple of minutes right here. Coach, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I apologize, guys. I'm in East Tennessee, so I got caught up in the game. I apologize.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. You seen any good ones out there or what?
Always trying to find them, that's for sure.
I'll tell you what. Right now, if you could find one that's got a bat that can give you a little buzz, you might want to drag them back right now, because tough weekend down there at in Tuscaloosa, and it seems to be, you know, first we need to preface this by saying, you know, you hadn't lost one of these SEC conference series since last year at this time. You had won nine straight, but you go down to Tuscaloosa and the bats just go dead. 202, 26 strikeouts. Yeah, it just seems like nobody could get it going offensively right now.
Yeah, I hate that you reminded me of it, but we didn't have a great weekend. I mean, we didn't even the game we won was chalked up more to defense and the really good pitching of Mikey Minor. I mean, he pitched so well that it kept us in the ball game, but no, we didn't hit the ball well at all. And you know, it's just one of those things that you go through every so often. You hope you don't go through it too much, but right now we're a little bit stale with the bats, and something good will come from it. It always does, and just got to keep our head up and keep plowing through it.
You mentioned Mike Minor in 12 strikeouts in a nine-inning complete game to get that first win in the 2-1 win Friday night. You know, it's good to have that stopping. I know that every weekend you're going to roll that guy out there anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to have it. You can't rely on it, though, and that's basically what we instructed the team. But the thing is, you know, offensively, as good a performance as you get from Mikey Minor, I think sometimes you rely on him a little bit too much. You think he's going to keep the other team down. Well, you need a little bit of cushion every so often. And as far as our team is concerned, they know that, and they're probably pressing a little bit and want to do something, but they can't. But sooner or later, we'll get out of it, because we've got some good hitters in that lineup that just aren't hitting yet.
14-6 overall now, 3-3 in the SEC, and you know, this hour of the show is carried down in Alabama as well. So I'm sure there's some Alabama fans wondering what your perspective is on that baseball team. Are they any good, or was this an aberration? Is it a pretty good baseball team in Tuscaloosa?
There's good teams in the SEC, and someone's got to lose. And we just happened to be coming in at a time where they had been swept by a very good Kentucky team, and then they probably were spiraling during the midweek and, lost to New Orleans. So they're going to have to take it out on someone. It just so happened that we were that team. And when they won Saturday, you could tell it gave them more confidence into Sunday. They've got a good team. They've got two middle guys that are freshmen that are outstanding. John Parker Wilson, the quarterback from Alabama, his little brother, Ross, who's a tremendous player at second base. I mean, he reminded me of Warner Jones. He's a very good hitter. He's got power. He's got range from first to second. I thought he was outstanding. They had a kid named May, a left fielder, who's a very good hitter. So, they got plenty of good players. I mean, they're going to win their share of ball games in this league. It just so happened that the first two that they won were off of us. But you got to give them some credit, because they pitched well and they took advantage of what we couldn't do.
Now, immediately when we talk about the bats, certainly you could use Pedro Alvarez in there, and you're waiting on him. Give us an update on how he's coming along with the rehab and when you think he might be able to, you know, be swinging a bat.
Well, he's come along fine, and he got checked on this morning, and it's a possibility we could get him back for Ole Miss. I think it's more of a probability we get him back for Mississippi State, but the doctor says he's healing just fine. So, certainly that'll be a welcome addition, but I don't like to use excuses. He's out, and we can win without him. We certainly can win more with him, so I would like to see him in that lineup, but not to minimize what Brian Harris has done over at third base, because he's playing very good defensive baseball for us, which is nice. Now, the hitting that you get from Pedro, you know, no one wants 20 home runs missing out of their lineup, so we certainly will welcome that back.
Got a week at Hawkins Field this week, including a couple the non-conference games midweek, with Belmont coming in there tomorrow and then Middle Tennessee. How important are those games, especially coming off of a tough weekend, but, you know, for your guys locally here to from a recruiting standpoint and otherwise, to make sure that you take care of business with the teams from the smaller conferences that are in your backyard that still play some pretty decent baseball?
I mean, they're rivals, and they're in our own backyard, and that's important. And you know, not to use coach speak here, Tom, but, you know, for us, every game is important. I mean, I just look at it as another opponent. We try to take the shirt away out of it and not, you know, so much the name of the team, but, you know, how we can play as a team and how we can improve. And obviously the SEC games, there's kind of an emotional pitch to it, but the midweek games are good too. I mean, we played pretty good baseball last week, and hopefully, you know, we play well enough where we can turn this thing around a little bit.
And then Arkansas coming in for the weekend series, another big SEC series there. Saturday's game will be on TV as well on FSN, 3 o'clock game there. All right, Coach, I got to ask you a question now. Where will you be 5 a.m. tomorrow morning? Those listening or maybe hadn't heard you before that don't know that you're a big Red Sox fan, but, you know, the Red Sox open the baseball season at 5 o'clock in the morning tomorrow over in Japan or wherever they are. You're going to find yourself, you got that little, you know, you got the alarm set early for tomorrow?
No, I don't think I'll need it. I'll just be probably just driving home. I'll be home and I'll turn that TV on and watch it. I've got DirecTV, but I think it's on ESPN. So I'd like to see some of those innings. That's pretty exciting. It's already started. I can't believe it.
I don't like it starting over there. This is our game. You can go play exhibitions, do whatever you want over there. But when it comes time for real stuff, you need to play them here. And opening day has always got to be, well, to me, Tuesday. Usually Tuesday in Cincinnati, right? 2 o'clock, that's the first game. And then after that, everybody can play.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. But you know, where I am right now, it's snowing. So
hey,
I still can't believe we get in this type of weather.
It was snowing here on my way in Franklin. It was snowing on my way into Music Circle here. So it was snowing back in Nashville as well. So, but hey, it's going to be a beautiful week, and every day this week's going to get warmer and warmer, mid 60s all week. So you guys are going to have a great time this week, starting tomorrow night.
Well, that's good information, Tom. I appreciate that.
All right, brother, take it easy. We appreciate you. Drive safe.
Yeah, thanks for your patience. I appreciate it too, guys.
No,
thank you.
No problem. Tim Corbin, the baseball coach over at Vandy.